Welcome to the Sleep by Shea podcast. Today, I have some exciting news to share. We've partnered with Sealy Posturepedic, a brand synonymous with quality sleep, to bring you a special series sponsored by their recent sleep census. Over the next three episodes, we'll be delving into the findings and uncover what might be affecting the quality of your sleep. I'm particularly excited because we'll be joined by sleep psychologist, Dr. Hayley Meeklam. Together, we'll unpack some of the reasons you might be waking with sleep disturbances and some common factors that might be preventing you from feeling truly refreshed. I will also be joined by two of Sealy Posturepedic's spokespeople, Emily Graham, Director of Sealy Posturepedic, and Dan Green, Head of Research and Development, who will shed some light on the latest innovations and how your mattress plays a crucial role in your sleep experience. And lastly, I will walk you through how to set up your perfect sleep environment, what you need to do with your bedroom in order to prepare for relaxation and get good quality sleep. You might be surprised what is actually required. So if you find yourself waking up feeling less than refreshed or dealing with frequent disturbances during the night, and you suspect your mattress might be the culprit, then these upcoming episodes are tailor-made for you. Get ready to cover off sleep science, uncover actionable insights, and pave the way for nights filled with restorative sleep. Thank you for joining us, and let's get started. This is one of my favorite sleep topics, setting up your ultimate sleep space. Thanks to Sealy Posturepedic. Welcome back to the Sleep by Shea podcast. I really love the next topic that we're about to talk about because I feel that it's one of the most important things that we can get right when we're looking at getting optimal, good quality sleep. And it's how to create the perfect sleep sanctuary. Today's podcast, we're going to be covering a range of topics from the importance of your mattress quality to the role of a regular cleaning schedule, lighting, temperature, decluttering, and even noise in optimizing your sleep environment. So grab a cozy blanket and let's get started. Let's begin with the backbone of your sleep space, the mattress. Did you know that the average person spends a whopping one third of their life in their bed? Well, we're meant to spend that amount of time in our bed. For some people, that's not entirely achievable. And I think if we break it down, this topic of what we're talking about today, setting up the bedroom sanctuary, the bedroom space, could be one of the reasons why. So it's pretty crucial to invest in a really good mattress, something that is providing you with both comfort and support. You also want to be making sure that you're adhering to the life cycle of a mattress, which is around 7 years. So quality mattresses is where we want to start. And according to the latest Sealy Posturepedic sleep census data, back pain is a leading cause of sleep disturbances. So using a supportive mattress like the Sealy Posturepedic range can make all the difference in alleviating discomfort and promoting restful sleep. I purchased a Sealy Posturepedic mattress probably 2 or 3 years ago now, when it was time to upgrade, and I absolutely love it. And to talk you through the process that we experienced when we went to choose a mattress, because sometimes that can be a really daunting start, is working out where to start. And if you want to get some initial information before you start heading to a shop, then I would suggest jumping on to the Sealy Posturepedic website. They have a mattress selector test there that you can take, lots of helpful, interesting information. And then that will give you an indication of the type of mattress that you want to choose, so that when you go into a shop, and if you have the access to go in to a store and choose the mattress, then you get to have a lie on it, speak to somebody who is really qualified in talking you through the type of mattress that you should be choosing, because we need to get that right. There's no point in buying a new mattress and not getting it fitting to your requirements. And I think that it's a great place because not only will you be able to choose the right mattress for you, they're going to talk to you about how to care for your mattress, some of the reasons why it's important to change your mattress. So turn your mattress over, move the mattress in a rotation so that you're getting even wear across the whole mattress. Now, when it comes to also choosing a mattress, it's thinking about your bedding and what are the bedding choices that you're making in terms of the right mattress protector, your pillow. So understanding that your pillows also have a life cycle and you want to make sure that your pillow is under 2 years old. So pillows also have an expiry date and that's 24 months. So quite a few years ago now, Tontine did an advertising campaign where they used to date stamp their pillows like you would, you know, check the milk in your fridge to see what the expiry date was. So have a think about the last time you purchased a new pillow. Is it a hand-me-down? Is it something that if you moved out of home recently, you took and it's your childhood pillow? Because, you know, when we think about the cleanliness and the space, which we're going to cover off in the next topic, we want to take into account our mattresses, the bedroom environment, and definitely our pillows. And then think about your linen. So are you changing your linen frequently? Does the linen make you feel good? Do you love the choice of that? Some people like to sleep on cotton linen. Some people like linen. Some people like to use flannelette sheets in winter. Understanding that we want to get a pretty good optimal temperature in the bedroom. We'll cover this off in another topic. If you're prone to overheating, then you want to make sure that you're getting the linen choice right as well, that you don't have a really heavy, thick feather doona on in the middle of summer, for example, unless you've got your air conditioning cranked to, you know, 14 degrees or something ridiculous. But think about all of these factors because all of these small little choices is what sets the scene to create that perfect sanctuary. So as I mentioned, making sure that you've chosen the right mattress, jump onto Sealy Posturepedic, check out their tool that they have available there, and then you can head in store to start to test the perfect mattress choice. Now, if we move into the next topic around cleanliness, and cleanliness can be a really boring topic because it actually means that we've got to, you know, work pretty hard at keeping the dust down, particularly if you live in a warm environment where you're often sleeping with doors and windows always open, you're prone to a lot more dust. But I often think that, you know, for me personally, I love having doors and windows open because I love the fresh air. And I think that this is what helps set me up for getting good sleep. And thinking about your cleanliness regime. So for some people, I often would suggest that you think about a seasonal deep clean because we want to make sure that we're keeping the dust to a minimum. And dust accumulates and builds up behind the back of furniture, underneath our beds, behind the backs of our beds. And then as we're sleeping each night, you know, skin is the largest organ in our body. And often skin is deteriorating off us as we sleep. We might be sweating. So there's a lot of hygiene factors that are happening in the actual bed. And when this is happening, this is creating this little microsystem for dust mites. Because dust mites love feeding off all of these things that we've just talked about. Dust mites are smaller than a grain of sand, so we're never going to see them unless we put them under a microscope. And if we are not keeping the bedroom environment clean, then we're just creating this environment for dust mites to thrive. And the challenge that we have with dust mites is that if you have any inclination towards allergies, then this is really going to spike that. And even if you don't have an inclination towards allergies, you might find that this is affecting your sleep as well. So keeping the bedroom as clean as possible. And that means changing your bed linen regularly. The recommendation is every once or every 2 weeks. Making sure that your linen, you know, for some people, if you live in an apartment and you only have access to a dryer, it can be nice sometimes to actually hang your linen, particularly your doonas and your pillows, even if you can, your mattress outside in the full sunshine so that there's an opportunity for the sun to kill any of those germs and things that we're talking about and give those things a really good refresh. And then think about your cleaning regime. So as I mentioned, sheets on that 1 to 2 week cycle. And then, you know, depending on how often you are doing a clean of your house, then doing your regular dust and vacuum, and then allocate some time seasonally where you can go in and do a deeper dive clean where you're pulling the furniture away. You know, if you've got a rug on your floor, you might want to pick that up and shake that out and really give everything a really good clean out, which is going to set you up for this feeling refreshed, feeling clean, you know, ridding any possibility of dust mites and allergies to cause any problems while you're sleeping. Now, that's the topic on cleaning. Now we move into darkness. So darkness is one of those topics that is so important, the link between a dark environment and sleep. And this comes back to the reason to do with our sleep hormone, melatonin. So we often talk about the fact that our best night's sleep starts the way that we wake up in the morning and encouraging the natural circadian rhythm. So when we get up in the morning, we want to step outside, if it's light when we wake up, step outside and get some natural sunlight within that 10 to 15, you know, around that 10 to 15 minute mark. And this is hopefully within an hour of waking. And this is going to help set your circadian rhythm, which really encourages those natural body functions. And then as we progress throughout the day, when it comes into the evening, we then want to kickstart melatonin. So we want the melatonin hormone to be released because that's what helps make us feel sleepy. And darkness is what creates this because, as we've just said, in the morning, we want sunlight, we want artificial light because that's what's going to switch melatonin off. But we don't want that at nighttime. And if you think about the environment that we live in these days, we're living in an environment filled with artificial light, particularly bright white light, LED lights, LED strip lights everywhere. I often go into children's bedrooms these days and there are so many LED cool lights that are available from Bunnings and, you know, all sorts of online places that kids want to decorate their room with. And unfortunately, these are just not conducive when it comes to getting good sleep. So we really want to think about the transition from our house into our bedroom and making sure that we're creating that beautiful, dimly lit environment and that our bedroom is the darkest point so that when it's time to go to sleep, we've had a really reduced amount of lighting and we want to really opt for that. Thinking about a natural fire light, which is often yellowy, warm light, not the bright white light. So they're the lights that we're choosing at nighttime. And then we want to create our bedroom sanctuary to have complete darkness. And if you can't create that, then I would also suggest sleeping with an eye mask so that you can really block out sleep, because sleep, any amount of light, even if it's just the tiny little light that might be coming off the air conditioning unit, you know, these days there's lots of little LED lights around light switches. You want to make sure that they are not the thing that's bothering you and keeping you awake. So create that darkness. Think about block out blinds or curtains in your bedroom. And if you can't get to where you want to get, then think about using an eye mask. So now that we've talked about light, one of the next topics is temperature. So the optimal temperature for our bedroom environment is around that 19 degrees mark, which is probably a bit cooler than what a lot of people would think about. But particularly if you're somebody who runs quite hot, then, you know, if you're sleeping in a hot environment, if you're living in a warmer zone, you know, somewhere within Australia, for example, if you were living in Queensland, then you are going to be hotter a lot of the time. So you want to make sure that your bedroom environment is nice and cool, because this is what's going to set you up to get that beautiful, restful sleep. So working out a way that you can do that, there's all sorts of products that are on the market these days. There's things like chili pads, cooling mats, where you're pumping cool water. So they're a mat that you lie on underneath your bedding, and they're creating this cool temperature for you if you don't want to sleep in air conditioning, for example, or, you know, maybe a fan, the noise from a fan bothers you. So some people like the noise from a fan. So it's working out what works best for you, making sure that your temperature is nice and cool, because that's what's going to help get that beautiful, restful sleep. Now, One of the other topics that sometimes doesn't really get talked about, but is making sure that you feel safe in your bedroom. And for a lot of people, we talk about this for our children. So bringing in that safety element, feeling safe as a child, it's not really any different for adults either. So we want to make sure that we're moving into that bedroom environment or even within our house, we have a feeling of safety, because if that environment is not created, then it can make us feel a little bit restful. And there's an actual process that happens when we travel called first night effect. And first night effect is when you move into a new environment for the first night and half of our brain stays alert just in case that tiger is coming to chase us, as would have happened back in the cave days. So in this scenario, it's kind of no different for our bedroom, because we want to make sure that the bedroom is feeling safe and clutter-free so that we can create this beautiful feeling where we're setting up the environment for safety in order to get that beautiful quality sleep. Now, it is important also to make sure that the bedroom is clutter-free, because if we've got 3 loads of laundry piled up in there that needs to be folded, one of our kids' scooters, we've got a bag left over of old clothes that need to go off to the salvos, you know, it's all kind of piling up, then, you know, we're not really creating that beautiful environment that it's clutter-free, so that your mind doesn't have to think about anything. So whether we're reducing all distractions out of that bedroom. So thinking about how do we create safety? How do we make it as clutter-free as possible? You know, if we think about the old Marie Kondo approach around, you know, do I want this? Do I love this? Do I need to keep this? And maybe that's a process that you could go through and just go through the bedroom and think, do I really need to have this in my bedroom? And choosing also the right colors. You know, they talk about blue being a calming color. I don't know that I want a blue bedroom, but there are some beautiful different colors that you can choose. Some people have, there's some beautiful wallpapers available. So thinking about as well, you know, what does it look like visually? Have I decluttered this? And is it set up the way that I want it to? You might also want to think about adding a real book to your bedside table so that you've removed your device out of your bedroom. And then if we think about noise, so if we go back, for anyone who's got children, and we think about when our children were babies and what we were taught to set up that optimal space, it's all of the things that we're really talking about here. And noise was always a big one. So thinking about any of those external noises, and that might be things like traffic noise or neighbors or any household appliances, are they waking you up in the middle of the night? Is there a constant noise that's happening? And is there a way that you can, you know, kind of somewhat soundproof your bedroom so that the noise is not what is waking you up or preventing you from falling asleep? So really creating that beautiful, peaceful, quiet environment to help achieve uninterrupted sleep. And then finally, let's address the elephant in the room, which is multitasking in your bed. So your bed should be your sacred space, and it's reserved really for 2 activities, and that's sleep and intimacy. We want to avoid using our bed during the day, or at any time where we might be taking work to our bed. So, you know, taking our laptop to bed and sitting there and doing work. Some people eat in their beds or scrolling on their phones or devices. And we really want to think about, you know, removing those activities and just keeping the bed for sleep, because our bodies and our brains are really smart. Sometimes we don't give them the credit that they're worth. And we clue on, our bodies clue on really quickly that what happens in the bed. And so it's often also for people who wake up in the middle of the night and find it hard to get back to sleep, or if you find it hard to fall asleep, our bodies are sometimes in this mode of, oh, this is the place where we wake up at 2 o'clock and we don't go back to sleep. I know what she wants to do. That's what she wants to do. Well, that's not what we're wanting to do, but sometimes this is what happens. So what we're trying to do here is to reduce these amount of extra activities in the bed and take them outside of the bed so that the bed is just kept for that sacred space. So We've covered off a lot of topics, and I hope this gives you some really good food for thought on some of the things that we want to do. So if we go back and look at choosing the right mattress, getting some help, going into a store, logging on to Sealy Posturepedic, for example, and using their mattress selector tool first, thinking about what is our cleanliness routine? How are we keeping the bedroom space clean? Have we got it optimally dark as we can? Are we using the right lighting schedule before going to sleep so that we can create that beautiful onset of melatonin to help make us feel sleepy? Is the temperature optimal? Do we feel safe and secure in our bedroom? Is our bedroom decluttered? And noise, have we reduced as much noise as we possibly can? And are we reserving our bed for sleep and intimacy only? So hopefully you have a really good understanding of how to create the perfect bedroom environment. By implementing these tips, you can really help transform your sleep environment into that beautiful space so that you can have the restful nights and wake up feeling amazing. And just remember, a good night's sleep is the foundation for a healthy and happy life.